Hello and welcome to the weekly podcast from the Mattoon Public Library. I'm Carl Walworth, the library director. This is our weekly conversation to promote something about the library or about Mattoon or about downtown. And this week, we're visiting with Harold Shores from Shores Jewelry, just around the corner from us. Harold is one of, I'll say, a dozen or so people who have an interest in the downtown area who are organizing and promoting the first Trunk or Treat Festival, which is Friday the 27th in downtown Mattoon. So, Harold, good to have you.
Thank you.
Let's start and just talk about this is the first Trunk or Treat and how Trunk or Treat came about. I understand that, and many people will recognize the celebrate kind of Christmas downtown, which has been for a few years and has met with good success. And so as I understand it, this kind of came about to piggyback off of that.
Right. Well, Celebrate Downtown Christmas started about 10 years ago. And we got it going and it was going good. And then there was some interest last year in doing Halloween. The girls from 7 and Mike Callis and myself and a few others was talking about it and said, well, it was too late last year to get it off the ground. Mm-hmm. So we decided to work on it harder this year and get it going with great success. We've got 8 or 9 sponsors that came on board to make it bigger than what we ever dreamed of for the first year. We've got approximately 50 trunks coming. We're closing Broadway down with the help of the city from 15th to 17th so your trick-or-treaters will be safe. There will be no traffic. We're asking everybody to decorate their cars and trunks and come up. We're going to have a church zone in the parking lot next to D to Z, which is Progress Square. It's going to be a church zone. There's going to be zombie painting at 7 Salon. I think it starts at 3:30. So if you have somebody that wants zombie makeup, you can go there. They'll make you a zombie. My understanding is as scary or as not scary as you want. There's just a lot going on tomorrow night.
Yeah. So, good. So the idea is to get people downtown to have fun and enjoy the kind of the festive atmosphere. Is that correct?
That's it. Mm-hmm. We're Mattoon downtown has always been here. Sometimes people forget that Broadway's down here, but our goal is to bring Broadway back. If you haven't been downtown Broadway in Mattoon in the last 10 years, come down. Their buildings are being renovated. Businesses are coming. I put a new facade and remodeled my building 8 years ago. Keith Summers has done 6 or 8 or 10 of them. Doc Friesmeyer's done 5 or 6, 8, 10 buildings. There's just so much going on downtown. Come down. Get off the internet and come downtown.
Good. And so for the Trunk or Treat program, I know the event is for 3 hours, 5 to 8 on Friday the 27th. But the planning for it started, I'm going to say maybe a couple, 2 or 3 months ago. And there have been, 10 or 12 people meeting every week? Is that about right?
We started late June. Mm-hmm. And then by mid-July, we've been meeting every Wednesday. And if anybody... After the event that you come up, next Wednesday's meeting we'll have at Downtown Diner down at Lisa's. If anybody comes to the event and has input, good or bad, please come and join us. Or you can talk to Mike Callis at Sound Source, or myself at Shores Jewelry, or Carl here at the library. There's like Carl said, there's 10 or 12 people active every week. And sometimes people can't make it, and we just keep plugging forward. There's been a lot of effort put into this. So please come down and enjoy it.
And let's talk about a few of the events. So you mentioned that the Broadway is going to be, traffic is going to be blocked. And so the activity starts about 5 o'clock. And what will people see around 5 o'clock there?
Well, I was going to say that we'll have Kep's cooking. Mm-hmm. I think he's doing... pork burgers and pork chops and probably some of his world-famous hamburgers. Then we're going to have kettle corn We have Smokey's Barbecue coming over and his trailer. Lisa from Downtown Diner is going to be cooking. They got their full buffet going. And then they're also having hot dogs and chili dogs out on the street. Mindy from Common Ground, she's going to have donuts, hot chocolate, you know, just a quick grab and take. We have the dance team from Mattoon, the Wavettes, and a dance academy cheering, dancing, and that will be in First Mid Illinois' parking lot, the insurance parking lot, across from Sears. And that's, one's going to be from 5 to 6, 1 6 to 7, 1 7 to 8. There's three groups. Oh, let's see, at Artsy Studio, they're going to be rock painting for the Find a Rock in Mattoon. If you want to come up, bring your kids, paint a rock, and then hide them. And there's also going to be rocks that's pre-painted that you can take and hide around Mattoon. There's going to be a make and take decoration down in the library. I'm sorry, down at the depot. The library's having a spook walk. YMCA is going to be over in the church zone. I think they're doing a pumpkin bowling. There's going to be lots and lots to do.
And some music as well?
Yeah, there's going to be weather cooperating. There's going to be a band in the band shell down in the new
Heritage Park.
Heritage Park. Weather not providing, there will just be some kind of canned music. But we're planning on, I think Mike's got two bands lined up. So...
And this, there's an event down at Casey Summers as well?
Right. We're having a parade for the kids that line up at 6:30, and they're going to walk down from 15th to 17th Street and parade, kind of like the old school days when the kids used to do that at the grade schools, and then walk on down to Summers. At 7 o'clock, they're going to have a Halloween contest with costumes. And that's all sponsored by Keith and company down there, Keith Summers. And if they're worried about crossing 19th Street, we'll have Mattoon Police is going to be there to escort any children or groups of children across 19th Street to get them over to Summers safely.
And just looking at your flyer here, so we've talked a little about the Kids Spook Parade, the Glow Run Walk. I don't know if we've mentioned that or not, but...
No. Mindy at Sound Source and Jimmy Rankin has put together a 5K glow run. Mm-hmm. They've got a map lit out, and they're going to have glow sticks lighting the way. And everybody that participates gets a zombie medal that says you did the zombie run or walk. And it's going to start at the bus station across the street from Summers. Mm-hmm. The taxi stand, bus station, Greyhound station, is where it's going to start, and it runs down through around Lytle Park and ends back up around Zolman's, and then they're going to have a final award presentation at Common Grounds.
What time does that start?
The run starts at 7. You can register, pre-register anytime now. Get a hold of Mindy, or you can go online to the Celebrate Downtown page, or you can get a hold of Mindy at Common Grounds. And if you say, well, you can't decide, they're going to have pre-register now, or you can register up until a quarter till 7 at Mindy's Common Ground.
Mm-hmm. Good. So we've talked about the parade, the walk, the costume contest, which has prizes, zombie painting, trick-or-treat safe zone, as well as some games, food vendors, live music and entertainment. What is pumpkin bowling?
Well, my understanding is instead of a ball, they're going to use pumpkins. that was what they was talking about. I assume that's what they're still doing. Mm-hmm. To see who can, and I don't know if they're going to be knocking over gourds or if they're going to be knocking over pins. But and that was, you know, of course the YMCA is in charge of that, and I'm not exactly sure, but that's my guess.
Good. Rock painting we talked about. Make and take Halloween crafts. The library, as Harold mentioned, has a spooky walk down in our lower basement. We'll be here from 5 to 8. You're welcome to come in either the front door or the door there by the alley, and we'll take you downstairs. We also have some story hours up on the second floor. And we never know exactly what the weather will be, but if somebody wants to come in and warm up, they're welcome to do that as well. Pet owner and costume contest.
Yeah, Bernie DeBurr's putting on a pet contest with a photo. That's going to take place in the front of Shores Jewelry. So bring your dog or cat or pet. Like I told Bernie when he asked me if we could do it at the store, I said, yeah, that's fine. Preferably they don't bring a horse. But if you do, we're probably still going to photograph it. We're just going to do it outside. But no, it'll be done at Shores Jewelry. I think it's going from 5:30 till 8. Then the photos are going to be loaded to DeBurr's Facebook page. And then people will vote on there. And the voting there, it's the Chamber Bucks. I think it's $25 Chamber Bucks, which if you're not familiar with Chamber Bucks, it's $25 gift certificate that's used for anything at a downtown merchant, or I shouldn't say downtown, a chamber member, whether you need gas or groceries or a suit from Jack and Bill's. You can use it anywhere. It's just like money, but it keeps the money local here in Mattoon. And while we're on chamber dollars, we're having the competition for the cars or trucks, the trunks. There's going to be first, second, and third prize. And they're going $100, $75, and $50 for the best decorated. And there will be judges coming around to see your decorations, how your truck looks, your trunk looks, and your costumes, and how it fits together as a theme. So there will be $75 and $50 Chamber Bucks prizes for that as well.
Good. So that is the vehicle decorating contest. There also is a window decorating contest, the pumpkin decorating contest, as well as the zombie after hours events. So lots to do in downtown Mattoon on the 27th. I'm just looking at the flyer or the brochure. To make this possible, it takes some resources, and among those, many people contributed. The sponsors listed on the program here are Casey Summers, the Mattoon Arts Council, Broadway Christian Church, Consolidated Communications, First Med Insurance Group, the Cromwell Group, LSC Communications, Weston Company, Alex Kyle State Farm, Washington Savings Bank, and the Mattoon Tourism. So those are some of the people who helped make the evening possible. Harold, thanks to you and the committee for putting it together. And really the last thing is for people just to come down and enjoy a Friday evening in downtown. And then to also mark your calendars for December the 1st. And come back to celebrate Christmas.
That's right. And parking, you can park on Broadway. We can park at the YMCA parking lot behind Shores Jewelry, behind our building, and the Y will be parking. Cull Lumber has opened up their parking, which is a two-block walk. You know, if you cut over from Cull's and cut through around the YMCA, you can be over here in two blocks. Of course, the depot has parking. So we hope that we have a parking problem, that we have so many people. We're looking for a good turnout. Like I say, right now we've got 51 trunks and or vehicles, you know, registered. And like I say, if you're worried about the zombies, please don't be. You know, we do have the church zone. That will be the church and the Girl Scouts and YMCA. And that will, of course, all be a lot tamer than the zombie run. But with Jimmy Rankin, you know, and Mindy being in charge of the zombie run, I think the zombies will be fine.
They'll be fine. Yeah, cool. All right, Harold, thank you.
All right.
And we'll see everybody downtown.
And the only other thing, some of the different stores are going to have specials. I know Sears are. I know we are going to. So feel free to come down and visit the restaurants. Come down and see what's going on downtown. If you haven't been to Hoonan's, or you haven't been to Common Grounds or Downtown Diner or the Japanese Steakhouse, come down and visit. Come down and try them out. They're all looking for new places. Don't go to Effingham. Come downtown and eat. Thanks, Carl.
Cool. Great. Harold, thank you. And join us again next week for the podcast from the Mattoon Public Library.